Zenworks application virtualization allows mutually exclusive applications to reside and execute on the same device through, among other technologies, a concept of a virtual registry. Imagine the savings of this simple solution versus using terminal services or virtual machines to achieve the same. Let's look at how it works. Let's say this is Internet Explorer 6, and let's say this is Internet Explorer 8. Both of them can coexist on the same workstation because the EXEs, the executables, are completely self-contained. Any registry entries that are specific to that application that are named exactly the same as the registry entries for the other one but have different values in them can coexist and not walk over each other. So the Windows registry contains specifics about applications, and that's why an application of one version often can't be installed on the same machine as an application of another version, because their settings will collide in the registry. They just weren't made to have two versions. The manufacturers might have thought, it's so much easier for us to set a requirement that only one version of this application can exist at one time on this workstation. But we know that certain requirements cause enterprises to have multiple versions of applications on a single workstation. Virtual applications allow you to get around that, because when a virtual application is distributed or copied to a machine, it brings along inside of it a virtual registry as well. Now, the moment you launch and start to use a virtual application and you start to change registry settings, oftentimes you don't even know that you're changing registry settings. It just happens automatically as a part of the application's execution. Those changes to registry settings are redirected to a number of optional places. The default is under the user's local app data. Another option is to send those virtual registry changes over to a network share. Or another option is to removable media. So say the application itself is on a removable media, like a USB stick. The virtual registry, or the changes that happen during the execution of the application, can also be stored on that removable media. The moment you pull that removable media out of the machine, the application and all of its changes are completely removed off of the machine. And another option is your choice of location. So let's look at the default. The user's local app data on drive C. Modifications get sent into there. New registry settings get sent into there. And other users on this workstation that use the virtual application will have their changes saved in their user local app data. This virtual registry and the real registry are merged together at runtime to present to the operating system and the application a single effective registry. Therefore, no changes are being made to the real registry on the machine.